AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Election day's 1 week from today, and Kamala Harris is poised to deliver her closing argument. Saagar Magani has a preview.
From the ellipse with the White House in sight, Harris will ask the nation to imagine Donald Trump again in the Oval Office, focused on himself.
Working on his enemies list.
She'd do something different.
I will be working on behalf of the American people on my to-do list.
Harris will stand on the spot where Trump rallied supporters before the 2021 Capitol riot, but her campaign says she'll focus less on that and more on her plans to move the nation forward. Trump says she has none, and America's had enough of her after 4 years.
A total train wreck who is destroyed everything in her path. She's destroyed everything.
Saagar Magani, Washington.
Trump also responded to criticism of his big weekend rally in New York's Madison Square Garden that was marked by crude and racist insults made by the speakers. Trump called it
an absolute love fest, and it was my honor to be involved.
Israel continues its strikes on northern Gaza, saying it's rooting out Hamas militants who've regrouped after more than a year of war. Gaza's health ministry says today's strikes killed at least 88, including dozens of women and children. An AP analysis of satellite images indicate Israel's attack on Iran likely damaged a base run by the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard that builds ballistic missiles and launches rockets as part of its space program. John Gambrell has more.
As other sites that were attacked by Israel in this assault were also involved in Iran's ballistic missile program, that squeezes the program when Iran needs to rebuild it to be as a deterrent against both the United States and Israel.
Economic news, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index had its biggest monthly gain since March 2021. Job openings tumbled last month to their lowest level since January 2021. And tech stocks drove the NASDAQ to a record high close. This is AP News. The Dodgers on the brink of a World Series championship tonight. Tom Merriam on how they got here.
The Dodgers have taken a commanding 3-0 lead after defeating the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3. It took LA only three batters to take command. Shohei Ohtani led off with a 4-pitch walk from Clark Schmidt. After Mookie Betts flew out, Freddie Freeman continued his sizzling hitting by lining a home run into the right field seats for a 2-0 Dodgers lead. Freeman has homered in each of the three series games.
I've just been seeing the ball very well. Obviously not missing mistakes. Hopefully we just can keep it going tomorrow. We got one more.
LA added single runs in the third and sixth innings on RBI singles by Mookie Betts and Kike Hernandez. Walker Buehler and six relievers kept the Yankees from scoring until two out in the ninth inning when Alex Verdugo hit a two-run homer. But Michael Kopech struck out Gleyber Torres with Juan Soto on deck to preserve the win and put the Dodgers one win away from their second World Series title in the last five seasons. Tom Merriam, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.